Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Delta Airlines.
And I'm Anna Palmer. President Donald Trump mostly dispensed with the niceties this morning in Brussels and threw verbal bombs at Germany, NATO, and sought to shake up America's traditional alliance with Europe. At a morning breakfast with the NATO Secretary General, Trump said that Germany is, quote, totally controlled by Russia because it made a massive oil and gas deal with Vladimir Putin's country, an apparent reference to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. He essentially said the U.S. is paying to defend Germany as Germany makes Russia richer. Trump also mentioned that a former German chancellor is an executive with the company, hinting that the deal was not totally on the level.
Trump also brought up what he sees as Germany skimping out on NATO dues, saying that they could increase their contribution to the alliance tomorrow if they wanted to. He said the whole situation is patently unfair to U.S. taxpayers. Here's who was in the room. Staunch NATO defenders like Chief of Staff John Kelly and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who formerly held the NATO post. Kate Bailey Hutchinson, Trump's ambassador to NATO and a former senator from Texas, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo were also in the room.
We've got a Playbook exclusive. Kevin McCarthy raised an astounding $12 million in the second quarter into his four fundraising committees, a sum that insiders believe is the highest quarterly take by a majority leader. California Republican has raised $40 million this cycle and has raised and contributed $20 million for other House Republicans in events in D.C. and around the country. Let's take a step back. Here's what this means. Since 2009, McCarthy has been traveling the country, helping raise money and recruit candidates for the GOP. But now McCarthy is putting together an impressive fundraising resume that will at some point make a case for why he thinks he should lead the party.
The New York Times is a heartbreaking story on A1 detailing how migrant families are being reunited and some children do not recognize their mothers. Meanwhile, frustration is building up with Trump's trade war. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady of Texas called Tuesday night for Trump to meet with the Chinese president after the president announced another $200 billion in new tariffs on China. First in Playbook, a new House Republican messaging campaign, Better Off Now. House Republican Conference Chairman Kathy McMorris Rogers will unveil the slogan at a meeting this morning. The 2016 election slogan was A Better Way.
Meanwhile, Rachel Bade and John Bresnahan have a look at how embattled conservative Republican Jim Jordan is stepping up his defense amid the Ohio State sex abuse firestorm. Allies are releasing statements, and he has also hired conservative PR firm Shirley and Bannister Public Affairs to help deal with the media onslaught. On the Kavanaugh front, John Harrison, Matt Nussbaum detail how Brett Kavanaugh would be the fifth justice to have previously worked as a SCOTUS law clerk. There are eight people who have served tenures on federal appellate courts, and all nine justices will have gone to Harvard or Yale for their legal educations. It's the era of the careerists.
On the opposition front, Darren Samuelson writes that Kavanaugh's words on presidential probes, he warned against the dangers of sprawling probes, are going to be used against him by Democrats. Alana Shore reports that Gabby Gifford's anti-gun group is stepping up its opposition with Facebook ads against Kavanaugh.
A couple of other noteworthy stories. Dan Diamond reports that Pfizer is rolling back drug prices after a discussion with the president. The company says it will return to their pre-July 1st levels for the rest of the year or until Trump's blueprint goes into effect. And Kyle Cheney reports that Lisa Page, the former FBI attorney who sent anti-Trump text messages, plans to defy a Republican subpoena to testify on Capitol Hill. And the Wall Street Journal reports that Republicans are finalizing the details to bring their 2020 political convention to Charlotte, North Carolina.
In The Juice, Zach Montalero, our former Playbook colleague, reports that Missouri Rising is going up with a seven-figure TV ad bashing Senator Claire McCaskill. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.